Could you introduce yourself and say a little bit about your arts education context?
My name is Amy Wright. I am from Scotland and I have just graduated from the Conservatoire's Master of Education Learning and Teaching programme. I am currently teaching drama in a high school in China and I hope to return to work in Scotland next year.
Can you say a little about why you applied for the MEd programme?
Before I held this current position, I didn't have any experience working in a high school context. I had gained teaching experience leading drama workshops, but of course, teaching in a high school setting requires an in-depth understanding of the curriculum, the key learning stages, teaching strategies, and so on. And it was very apparent that if I wanted to teach really well and have more efficacy as a member of staff, then I should study teaching practice. And so when the opportunity arose, I jumped at the chance to develop myself and gain a strong qualification.
Could you describe your journey through the MEd?
My journey through the MEd programme has been arduous, but of course, enormously beneficial. My writing skills and my understanding of how to write academically before I started the programme were weak. My time at high school was tumultuous and I didn't learn as much as I should have. After school, I attended college, then I worked for a few years before getting into university. At university, I found writing my dissertation challenging but manageable. However, the academic leap from honours to master's for me was huge. I have had to rewrite my work many, many times as I kept failing to either address the question or answer with the required level of complexity. Of course, the master's requires you to do a lot of reading, and as a slow reader, I found my time would just disappear. I wasn't familiar with academic journals, and getting used to working with them was absolutely exhausting. Certainly, some are written better than others, but in general, I find them difficult reads and it takes me a long time to process their content. So, as the course progressed, I learned how to navigate them and became more comfortable with them, learning how to locate the pertinent content. And eventually, the more I read, the easier they became. And then there was learning how to cite correctly and how to recognize a weak source from a strong source and so on. It felt quite overwhelming as I was in full-time employment and there really just wasn't enough time. When I enrolled on the program, it was September 2018. I think only 5 months had passed when coronavirus hit. I was already teaching in China when the pandemic began, but I was outside the country at the time and I inadvertently got stuck outside of China for 22 months. So even though I wasn't in full-time employment anymore, it caused me huge problems since I was constantly on standby trying to return. And it also meant I no longer had access to my learners, which is what happened to most people on the course. So I had to adapt my projects and change my learners. It was a little daunting at first, but it turned out to be positive, since I got to cooperate with other teaching artists and professionals who then offered great insight and feedback. So even though I did have to apply for mitigating circumstances and it took me an extra year to complete the program, I felt really happy with the outcome since my interactions with my learners were so positive and I was always supported by the conservatoire staff throughout. So that was great.
Thanks, Amy. What did you focus on for your final project?
My final project examined theatrical mask, its use in drama classrooms, and whether it could be used to enhance the Scottish drama curriculum. Currently, mask isn't an embedded part of the curriculum for excellence, and there's no requirement to integrate it into lessons. The literature indicated there was a lack of mask resources for teachers, so I made a series of six progressive bite-sized videos showing teachers how to introduce mask to learners, along with exercises that could be used to address the requirements of the curriculum for excellence.
And what impact does this have on your practice as an arts educator?
The impact the final project has had on my practice as an arts educator has been huge. I had identified gaining proficiency in MASC as one of my top priorities at the beginning of the course. I've always been drawn to it, but I never had any real experience with it. And I really wanted to rectify that because for me, it really stands out as an intriguing and important element of theatrical performance. So in order to make the videos, I had to learn how to wear a mask. They have technical rules that need to be learnt. You need to alter your blocking, expand your spatial awareness and such. Then, of course, as you're now wearing a mask, the experience also becomes about examining your own physicality and exploring gestures and characterization. It was good fun. It was good to be performing again and getting to be creative. But most importantly, I learned enough about MASC from both the performer and the teacher's perspective to feel confident enough to use MASC in my arts practice. And my participant feedback was very positive. I was encouraged to share the videos on drama teacher platforms. So I would say the final project has definitely had a positive impact on my ability to design a learning experience and a learning resource.
This might be too early a question, given you're just about to graduate. What has changed as a result of studying the MEd?
Well, the impact of the programme on my growth mindset has been really positive. It was really overwhelming at many points, and I did sometimes doubt my capabilities, but I stuck in and I made many achievements, becoming all the better for it. I am better informed about the world since the course is rooted in sociological examination, and the instruction I received in how to search for the complexity in everything has altered my comprehension entirely. I have improved my criticality, my reading and writing skills, and I have learned about teaching strategies, the psychology behind them, allowing me to better understand how to apply them to benefit each individual learner. I've improved in my lesson planning. I've developed my ability to design learning experiences and resources. It has undoubtedly increased my understanding and knowledge of teaching. I am absolutely a better teacher for it. And I've also increased my knowledge and skill set in the artistic areas I wanted to improve upon, which has certainly impacted my confidence and my ability as a performer as well.
Thank you, Amy.